This is the County Cricket Podcast for the 27th of July. The Netherlands will now find it tough to qualify for the knockout stage of the Clydesdale Bank 40 after succumbing to a 90-run defeat at the hands of Gloucestershire and Anstalveen. Rob Nicol hit 133 from only 113 balls, including 7 sixes, to power the Gladiators to an imposing 290 for 6 from their 40 overs. James Fuller then recovered well from his mauling at Hove on Tuesday and took 6 for 35 to follow up his earlier cameo of 40 from 24 balls as the Dutch were bowled out for just 146. Durham's batting crumbled once again on the opening day of their County Championship Division 1 match against Middlesex. Tim Murter did the early damage with 2 wickets and a run out, while Stephen Finn accounted for the middle order and Gareth Berg mopped up the tail to bowl them out for 102. Durham's bowlers just about kept their side in the match by taking 7 wickets in the Middlesex innings. Ben Stokes finished with 3 for 29, while Chris Rogers top scored with 59 for the visitors. Championship contenders Nottinghamshire had much the better of the opening day against Sussex at Trent Bridge. They closed on 88 for 1 in reply to the visitors' abject total of 171. Luke Wells and Ben Brown were the only batsmen to prosper, as all the home side seamers took 2 or more wickets during an impressive performance. Fellow Championship hopefuls Warwickshire also enjoyed a good day against relegation-threatened Surrey at Edgbaston. They closed on 322 for 6 thanks to half-centuries from Varun Chopra, Ian Westwood and Jim Troughton, while Richard Johnson hit 49 in his return to Warwickshire colours. In Division 2, Matthew Boyce hit his 5th first-class century to take Leicestershire to stumps on 318 for 9 against Yorkshire. Stephen Patterson had taken the first 2 wickets to fall for the visitors, while Steve Harmison accounted for the dangerous Ramnaresh Sarwan. Boyce and Shiv Thakur then added the day's key partnership of 68 for the 5th wicket. Moen Ashraf claimed Thakur for 35, but coach Jason Gillespie would be left a little concerned after his side conceded 47 extras. A 4th wicket partnership of 116 between Liam Dawson and Jimmy Adams helped Hampshire close on 292 for 9 on the first day against Kent. James Vince and Bill Al-Shafiat had both fallen early, but Adams made 91 before falling to Darren Stevens, while Dawson fell the following over for 51. Sean Irvine, Dimitri Mascarenhas and David Balcombe then all made contributions, but Kent's bowlers chipped away and will be happy with their day's work. Australia's second-string batting line-up thrashed Derbyshire's first-string seam attack all around the county ground in Derby on the first day of their 3-day warm-up match, ahead of the 2 tests against the England Lions next month. Ed Cowan, freshman stint with Gloucestershire, led the way with 109, while Peter Forrest, George Bailey and Joe Burns all made half-centuries during a total of 362 for 4 declared. Derbyshire, though, were relatively untroubled in their reply and closed on 57 for 1.